All right, good to see you guys. Remember last time I was up here, I talked about cairns? Did any of you build, a picture, the rocks stacked on top of each other? Did any of you make one? How many of you made one? You did? Great. I was thinking it'd be great if you could take a picture and send me pictures of your cairns, and maybe I could even put them up there. That'd be really cool to see everybody's cairn. Well, remember we talked about how you put them together. They're probably the simplest thing to make, but yet they have organization and they show that there's a maker, right? And the more and everything in this life that we see that has organization has a maker. And the more complex things like you and me, our maker is God, right? But we didn't talk about why they make cairns. Do you know why people put them together? And the ones that I've seen have been made for a specific reason. And I'll give you a hint. You usually see them on a hiking trail. Can anybody guess why somebody would make a cairn? Why do you think?
Because they think they need something to walk on.
They need something. Well, you know, they make them because they show the right path. And sometimes you see them and the pathway goes one way. You're on a hiking trail and then you see it splits. And you got these two trails and you don't know which one's the right one because they both look good. And then you look down and you see a cairn and you go, oh, that's the right trail. And so then you know and you're all happy. Sometimes you come to a river and you know, you kind of think you have to cross the river, but you don't know where the trail is. And then you see across the river and you see the cairn and go, oh, that's where I find the trail. And one time I was hiking and I came and I lost the trail and I was leading. And I thought, oh no, I've been on the wrong trail. I lost the trail. Oh no, what do I do? And I panicked. And then I looked up on the rock and I saw a cairn. And I went towards that and then I saw another one. And as soon as I got to that next one, I saw the next one. And pretty soon I saw the trail. It was on the other side of this bunch of rocks. And they put those cairns so you can find your way. Okay, so they're very useful. And when you see them, you're so happy because you know, oh, someone's been here before and this is the right path. So they're really good. Now, where do you think the tallest cairn of the whole world is? Does anybody know? We have a lot of the biggest things in California. Do you think it's in California? Do you think it's in Santa Clarita? Santa Clarita Valley, you don't think it? How about in this bag? Do you think I've got the tallest cairn in the whole world in this bag? It could maybe confess for me. You think so? Maybe? Yeah, put rocks in here. Maybe I can make the tallest. I'm going to show you. This is a Mary Poppins moment, okay? You guys ready? Ready for this? I'm going to pull out the tallest cairn in the whole world. You ready? The count of three. One, two, three. Ta-da! What is this?
A Bible.
That's right. I'm going to tell you why this is the tallest cairn, but first I'm going to tell you why it is a cairn. Because it doesn't look like one, right? It doesn't look like rocks. But you know what? This does the same purpose as the cairn does. It shows you the right path to take. It has very explicit instructions of what's the right way and what's the wrong way. And it shows you what happens when you're taking the right path and what happens if you take the wrong path. And it tells you where the path started. Where did the path start? Garden of Eden, when everything was perfect. And it tells you where the path ends. In the earth made new, when everything's going to be perfect again. And it has stories about people who traveled on the path, and some of them got off the path, and they got back on the path, and some of them, you know, were on the path, and they got off the path, and it has a lot of information in here, okay? So it acts just like a cairn. It keeps you on the right path. Now I'm going to show you why it's the tallest one, okay? You got to look carefully. Now you see how all these pages are stacked together? They're stacked on top of each other neatly, okay? I'm going to turn to the last chapter in Revelation. You tell me what page number this is. You tell me how many pages?
1,809.
So just think about it. If each of these pages was a rock, because sometimes that's what they wrote on was rocks. And it had to fit all this information on one rock. Every page, it had to fit that much information. Just think if there was 1,809 rocks, stacked, big rocks stacked on top of each other, how tall would that be? That's almost 2,000 rocks high. That's a huge carrot. And you know what? It's easy to see that carrot when it's so big. And the Bible is easy to see. It's easy to find. You know why? It's written in every language practically on this earth. And they're all everywhere. I bet you even in your houses, you probably have more than one Bible. So they're everywhere and easy to find and easy to see. So why do people get off on the wrong path? Why do you think people can get off on the wrong path? It's so easy to see. Biggest Karen in the world. Well, sometimes people get off on the wrong path because they go like this. I don't want to see the Karen. I don't want to see the path. And they close their eyes and they cover their eyes, and we can help those people see the right path. Sometimes people get off on the right path because they see it and they think it's old. They say, oh, that's no longer relevant anymore. That was for my great, 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 great grandparents. But I'm young and I know this is the right path because my friends are all taking it. And they get off on the wrong path because they think it's old. But this is not outdated. This goes all the way to the end of time, so it's never going to be outdated. And the last reason why people get off on the wrong path, and this is important for all of us to remember, okay, is that sometimes they say, I know what the right thing to do is. I know the right path. I can see it. But I'm going to go and do this just once. I'm going to do what's wrong just once, just one time, and then I'll go back and be good again. Or they say, maybe just for a short time, maybe just for the day, maybe just for a year, I'm going to go off on this wrong path just for a year. But I know how to get back on the right path. In fact, that path is like really steep and narrow and tall, and it's kind of hard. Let me take this path for a little ways, and then I'll take a shortcut and get back. Now, what's the danger of doing that? Is that dangerous? That's dangerous because a lot of times you can't find the trail anymore. If you get off on a trail, sometimes it doesn't take very long at all before you can't find the trail anymore. And we have the tallest mountain in the whole continental U.S. right here in California. It's called Mount Whitney. Can you see Mount Whitney from here? How many can see Mount Whitney from here? You can't, right? Because we're too far away and there's too many things in the way, and so we can't see it. So if you get off on the wrong trail, you can't get back, and sometimes it takes a miracle. And God can get people back. He has worked miracles, but it's very, very bad situation to be in, okay? So what can we do? Can you take your Bible when you go home and put it in a place? If you don't have a Bible, ask for one, okay? Put it in a place where you can easily find it, okay? Like on your in your bookshelf, put it at the very end, put it in your dresser, put it somewhere where you can find it. In fact, you can even take it in your backpack to school, and no one will know that you have the biggest carrot in the whole world in your backpack, okay? And read it often, okay? Have people read it to you your whole life, okay? Can you do that? All right, let's say a prayer now. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for sending us direction, for sending us examples, and for showing us the way. And we ask for your help to get back on the path. Anytime we get off, we'll get right back on the path. We thank you so much. Amen.